Essay 71. The Emergence of a New School of Science. In the past decade, the old school in physics had been rejected out of hand, and nearly all of its ideas have been refuted theoretically and experimentally. The new physics is ECE theory, and this can be seen by the feedback, which shows that the documents of the theory have been read or heard about 30 million times in a decade. These readings take place in all the best university departments of relevance around the world. By now, it is well known that the scientometrics of the www.aias.us site are also the best in the world at present. The AIAS School of Thought has also developed its own educational system, which ensures that new ideas reach a worldwide readership that is able to assess the theory in all detail. The ECE theory is based on a well-known Cartan geometry, so cannot go wrong. Computer algebra is used all the time to ensure that the calculations of the theory are correct, and the theory has been simplified as it has developed. It is tested whenever possible by experimental data, and therefore fulfills the requirements of natural philosophy. The new AIAS School of Thought is entire unto itself. It is hugely successful from beginning to end, from the initial crystallization of thought to the reader's perception of that thought. The only real way to measure the impact of a theory is by knowing that it is actually read and studied. It is possible to know this now with advanced scientometrology based on feedback to websites. When I first began researching in science in the early 70s, it was not possible to know with certainty the extent to which my work was read. I received thousands of reprint requests by postcard and sent out many reprints, incurring the wrath of the tired old bureaucracy of that era by using too much postage. That seems a very distant age now. Now my thoughts and those of my distinguished colleagues in AIAS instantly reach the whole world of science, without infinitesimally petty-minded complaints about postage. In so doing, I have abandoned the old system of publication, which was slow and inefficient in the extreme. Sometimes I had to wait for months for a reply to a paper submission. I ground my way through all that for about 3.5 decades, generating a fashionable G factor of 70 and H factor of 33, and about 1,000 papers and books. The H and G factors are the artificial measures of cutthroat competition for tenure, promotion, and so on. When one knows that one's work has been read 30 million times in all the best places by all the best minds, one can say goodbye to all that and concentrate on the art of science. The problems with the obsolete citations system are very well known, the main one being that it used to be based entirely on publication in journals. I have probably published in the best journals as much as any scientist in history. But it was always an artificial process controlled behind the scenes by a few individuals, inevitably saturated with their own way of thinking. They would almost automatically reject any really original thought, the complete opposite of their own purpose, and the complete opposite of science. The latter is above all objectivity and not dogma. All that has been blown apart by Google Scholar and similar, which gives the entire world access to scholarly data, and which is an independent organization that cannot be controlled by dogmatists. All the UFT papers of www.aias.us and my entire Omnia Opera, or collected scientific work, is already on Google Scholar in English and also in Spanish translation by Alex Hill in the form of journal papers and books, or papers on websites. Obviously, Google Scholar has the intelligence to know that all that really counts is the way in which one's work is actually received, whether it is read or not. Citations and recitations mean nearly nothing. They do not prove that a work has been read. Recitation is the current fashionable word given to the repeated citation of an item. In all probability, the item has not even been read. In contrast, the AIAS system of Sienta metrology is mercilessly accurate and objective. It proves that all the ECE work is being read, and that is making a tremendous, unprecedented impact. The whole lot has been accepted, and so the standard physics has been rejected completely. Dogma corrupts. Old ideas corrupt absolutely. The whole lot has been rejected. The old general relativity, the old indeterminacy of quantum mechanics, the childish fictions of Big Bang, black holes, and dark matter, the tedious complexity of string theory, the ludicrous idea of using 100 adjustable variables in order to prove anything you like, big prizes for nothing at all at a time when the world is critically short of fuel.